All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it is all business all the time. Today on the show, from Whippany, New Jersey, we have a hypnotherapist and the founder of North Jersey Hypnosis. You can visit his website of that name. It is northjerseyhypnosis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here is our guest, John Bolger. Thanks for coming on.
Yes. Hi, CJ. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
So let's jump right into things here. Tell us, how does hypnosis work? What exactly do you do?
How does hypnosis work? That's kind of a long answer. I'll do the best I can to keep it short here. But the way you can look at it, that the hypnotic trance is your most natural state of being. It's so safe and so natural and so peaceful. When you enter the trance, you'll be focusing your attention, your energy, on your subconscious mind, the higher, the deeper parts of the mind. And you'll take the focus away from your conscious mind, where all the doubts, the worries, the fears are just going to drift away. And you're left in a state of deep, deep, profound peace. Another way you can look at it, too, that your mind becomes very quiet and suggestible. So then you can program your mind with helpful suggestions. And hypnosis works from the inside out, because change comes from within. And when you're in this deep hypnotic trance, your mind's flooded with peace, wisdom, beauty, truth, and love. It's a beautiful feeling.
So is this something that anybody can experience, or do you find yourself challenged by any particular individual?
That's a good question, because some people think that, you know, I can't be hypnotized, or some people more hypnotizable than others, which is there's some truth to that. But like I said before, the trance is your most natural state of being. Everyone can be hypnotized. Every person, every animal has the ability to get hypnotized. All it requires for you to be hypnotized is a desire and a willingness. As long as you want to, you will be hypnotized, because it's so natural. It's your most natural state.
All right. So that kind of leads me to ask, what if someone claims they're very strong-minded, and they try to resist something like this? Will that work for them?
Yes, it works for everyone. As long as you want to, if you're strong-minded, yeah, we'll use that. We'll use your strong-minded, your drive. We can use that to help you go deeper. Some people feel that they might be weak-willed or they're not that intelligent. But it doesn't matter. As long as you want to, it will happen. In fact, you know, one of the misconceptions is that there's only weak-willed people or stupid people who can get hypnotized. It's just the opposite. You know, the better your imagination, the better your intelligence, the brighter you are, the better you're going to do with this.
And now it seems like there are a couple of misconceptions about this field. Some people seem to be a little bit afraid of it. What have you done in your career to kind of dispel those myths?
There are so many myths and misconceptions about hypnosis. I mean, any of the movies you see, stage shows, one of the biggest fears that people have when they come here is they think they're going to do something or say something they don't want to say, that they don't want to say or they don't want to do. But the truth is, you're in control. You're not going to do anything or say anything that will violate your moral code. You're not going to do anything or say anything that you wouldn't do in a waking state. You're in control the whole time. It's such a natural state of being, and it's very safe, very relaxing, very peaceful.
How long has this technique been in practice? When was hypnosis first utilized?
Really, hypnosis has been around since the dawn of time. I mean, animals used hypnosis. Every culture that I know of in history, from the Native Americans to the Far East to India to Africa, all over the world, they've all been using hypnosis for years, for tens of thousands of years. It's a gift from Mother Nature. And most people have never really learned how to use it. But once you learn how to use it, you really learn how to use your mind. So it's been around before there was man, there was hypnosis.
So take us through your approach. What could someone expect from you meeting you for the first time?
Sure. When somebody comes in here a lot of people have a lot of fears about what's going to happen here, but you're just going to come here, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk for a little while. I'm going to get to know more about what you want to accomplish, what you want to overcome, what kind of limitations you want to overcome. We're going to talk for a little while, and I'm going to get a better idea of the best way to get the best induction to use and the best way to help you go into this hypnotic trance. And then after a while, I'll have you sit in the chair, I'll have you close your eyes, and then you're going to drift off into this hypnotic trance. And as you go deeper and deeper, that's when you become more suggestible, and that's the time that I'll give you some helpful suggestions that will allow you to overcome what you want to overcome, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you need to hear. These suggestions go in deep. Hypnosis works from the inside out, and we're going to go deep in and have these positive suggestions of peace, wisdom, love, beauty, truth, happiness, contentment. Have those work from the inside out.
So what are some of the more common issues or ailments that you're seeing?
I guess the most common, the most often, the most common reasons people come in are for stress, anxiety, depression, sleep. Sleep's a big one. It's like, people have trouble sleeping or they have insomnia. They go to the doctor and the doctor maybe gives them a pill. Nobody ever thinks about going to a hypnotist. I mean, who knows more about sleep than a hypnotist? So sleep, addictions, performance enhancement, be whatever you want to get better at, whether it be in academics, sports, your job, any way you want to really improve yourself, become more focused, think more clearly, concentrate more easily. I guess the number one thing that kind of underlies all these reasons people come in is to find peace, this deep, deep, natural peace within. You take back control of your mind and find this peace.
And before we wrap up the show here, John, I want to ask, what is the easiest way for our listeners to reach out or get in touch?
Sure. The easiest way is to call me. My number is 973-610-6157, or you can go to my website, northjerseyhypnosis.com. You can send me a message through that. Ask me a question for that. However you want to contact me, I'm available.
All right. Excellent. Mr. Bolger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks a lot, DJ. I really appreciate you taking the time, man. This is great.
And this is the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. I want to thank our listeners for sticking around and stay tuned because we'll be back after this with more interviews.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag in the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.